This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Just how long was Alec Murdaugh contemplating annihilating his family? It's an interesting question. Was this a spur-of-the-moment decision done in the heat of the moment? Or was this cold and calculated? I don't know that we're ever going to truly know the answer to that. Because I don't know if even Alex knows the true answer to that. He believes his lies, it seems. Attorney Mark Tinsley making some very interesting observations about the time window on this. And has made some interesting statements. We had Mark on here the other day talking about the case. Recently, he did an article and an interview, I believe, with the Daily Mail. And it really does point out some inaccuracies or inconsistencies, rather, I should say, in the story of Alec Murdaugh, what he claims, and some of the between-the-lines statements, if you will, and actions that have been made by Alec that we saw during the trial. Of course, Alec Murdaugh and the premeditation murder of his wife and son is a big question. When did he think about doing this? Tinsley represents the family of Mallory Beach, who was killed in the boat crash, allegedly caused by Murdaugh's son, Paul, which may have fueled Alex's motive. Tinsley became suspicious of Alex's intentions during the discovery process for his civil lawsuit against him. Tinsley found pictures that documented that Maggie knew about Paul's drinking, an issue blamed on the boat crash. Tinsley requested to include the images in his lawsuit against Alec Murdaugh for the incident, which would have protected Maggie from her own suit. However, Alec refused the request, which is kind of odd, forcing Tinsley to sue Maggie to include the pictures. Tinsley claims that this denial indicates that Alec was already contemplating murder. And further, Tinsley's suspicions were heightened due to a disturbing conversation that Alec had with Maggie's sister. And this is one I remember during the trial. When you hear about it, it's creepy. It's almost like a little slip that Alec had and then kind of corrects it in a very smooth way. It involves Marion Proctor, who is Maggie's sister. Proctor testified during Murdaugh's trial that she asked him if Maggie had suffered after she was shot, to which Alec said no, adding, "Whoever did this had been planning for a long time." Who would know that? Who would know they've been planning it for a long time? And how does he know she didn't suffer if he wasn't there? Tinsley believes that Alec may have planned the murders due to the mounting pressure to conceal his financial crimes, which the boat crash may have ended up exposing. It's a very valid theory on the part of Tinsley. I think it also begs to answer the question when we're looking at Murdaugh and how long he was possibly planning this, was he doing this to conceal financial crimes? Because I know that seems like a stretch for a lot of people mentally to go to. And it does for me a little bit as well, which is where I think you got to look at this on a more emotional side. And I know it's weird to say that when we're talking about Alec Murdaugh, a man who doesn't seem to be capable of a lot of emotions other than narcissism and, self-loathing and such. But when you speak to that, if he was about to have the people who supposedly, loved him and trusted him, and those people did, I shouldn't say supposedly, his family did love him, his family did trust him. But those are the people that basically all he had left, I think, that were not going to be slowly aware of the horrible things that he had done outside of murder. If those people, your last bastion of mental security, of safety, of love, and if they're about to leave you because they're about to find out all the bad acts that you have committed, could you take that? Could he take that? Could he handle that? Could his ego endure those last few people that love him walking away saying, you are a horrible human being and I'm out too? Or did he have to kill them so he couldn't have that happen? They would never be able to come back at him and say, I can't believe you did this, dad, or I can't believe you did this, husband. We're talking to her. Yes, husband. Yes, wife. You know, you know what I'm saying, though. I don't think it could handle that prospect. But if you eliminate them, they die loving you. And you never have to endure that. That's what I think the motive was when it comes to Alec Murdaugh. But Tinsley does bring up some good points about how long was he planning to annihilate his family.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Going to be interesting to continue to watch the saga because there's more trials coming up. The wrongful death suit. Going to be going to trial in August. And Tinsley, when he was on the show the other day, was saying he didn't know. Is Alec going to be there? Is he going to be showing up on a video conference? Is he going to be testifying? We don't know the answer to that yet, but the crimes of Alec Murdaugh are far from being put into the file of we're done with that. They continue on. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates or discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.